Well, I live right across the street, so I knew the place was here. So I came in one day to find out what they offered, and come to find out, within like a month or so, they told me they were starting a scale class, and that is for anybody that wants to attend. And it's like, what I like about it is that it helps each person grow in the areas that they want to grow in. My goals were to increase my typing speed, to update my computer skills, and to update my resume. So those were a few of them, the things that I wanted to do.
We were, quite frankly, she was sitting around waiting for SSDI. And I just said, hey, you're better than that. And that might never come. So you just can't do that. And she took it. She went forward with the help of this place. And I believe we just kind of walked in here. Like we walked in here cold.
Well, I met Rick when I was 18, and we dated for a year or two on and off. And then after that, we just stayed really good friends.
Yeah, I went to UW-Madison, and then her life kind of went in a different direction due to substance abuse issues, and things kind of spiraled out of control, but she's definitely improve with the help of the Literacy Network, helping her get her foot in the door. So it was really kind of a godsend.
A lot of programs and schooling is geared more towards the younger generation, which I'm glad they have that for them. But there's also a lot of people, that are older that for various reasons just need a little help to go forward, that, and it feels good that people, society hasn't given up on you. Coming here, boosted me for what I needed to do, and helped make me feel like I could do something again. Rick's been very supportive and encouraging all my life. And even through the ups and downs that I had. And so all I can do now is try to move forward. Don't just sit around and be depressed about things that you can't change. Just maybe go out and find something that makes you feel better about yourself, and things will change.